Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. I have seen every presidential debate in American history since the four of Nixon and Kennedy in 1960. This was immeasurably the best, and I think the president's tactical victory was on trying to get Mitt Romney to unring a bell, which he is very hard to do. First was on self-deportation and immigration. Mitt Romney probably gained some ground with Hispanics by stressing something about which they're very unhappy, the president's failure to come up with immigration reform. But the self-deportation phrase that the president, Mitt Romney used during the primaries is hard to get out from under. And the president held his fire on the 47% until he had the last word in the debate. That is, he used it in his summation in a way that Mitt Romney could not explain or respond to. So I think, as a tactical measure tonight, the president did very well indeed.
As George Will, with his analysis of the second presidential debate between Mr. Obama and Mr. Romney, and that's what we'll spend a deal of our time on during this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the presidential race, what's on the air, news talk radio-wise, issue-oriented talk radio, political talk radio, some call it. 800-510-8255 connects you to me. I'm Doug Steffen, and the rest of the folks listening around the world on DougSteffen.com and all the great radio stations that carry this program every day. Here's Mitt Romney on Libya and the Middle East from the debate.
I feel very deeply sympathetic for the families of those who lost loved ones. And today there's a memorial service for one of those that was lost in this tragedy. We think of their families and care for them deeply. There were other issues associated with this tragedy. There were many days that passed before we knew whether this was a spontaneous demonstration or actually whether it was a terrorist attack. And there was no demonstration involved. It was a terrorist attack. And it took a long time for that to be told to the American people. Whether there was some misleading or instead whether we just didn't know what happened, I think you have to ask yourself, why didn't we know 5 days later when the ambassador to the United Nations went on TV to say that this was a demonstration? How could we have not known? But I find more troubling than this, that on the day following the assassination of the United States ambassador, the first time that's happened since 1979, when we have four Americans killed there, when apparently we didn't know what happened, that the president, the day after that happened, flies to Las Vegas for a political fundraiser, then the next day to Colorado for another event, another political event. I think these actions taken by a president and a leader have symbolic significance, and perhaps even material significance, in that you'd hope that during that time we could call in the people who were actually eyewitnesses. We've read their accounts now about what happened. It was very clear this was not a demonstration. This was an attack by terrorists. And this calls into question the president's whole policy in the Middle East. Look what's happening in Syria, in Egypt, now in Libya. Consider the distance between ourselves and Israel. The president said that he was going to put daylight between us and Israel. We have Iran, 4 years closer to a nuclear bomb. Syria is not just the tragedy of 30,000 civilians being killed by a military, but also a strategically significant player for America. The president's policies throughout the Middle East began with an apology tour and pursue a strategy of leading from behind, and this strategy is unraveling before our very eyes.
800-510-8255. So the two of them come out swinging, second presidential debate. Your thoughts? Obama is the Democrat, Romney is the Republican, facing off in a town hall style debate at Hofstra University on Long Island, and answering questions asked by members of the audience. The two duked it out over a number of topics: foreign policy, the economy, taxes, energy, women's rights, immigration, domestic gun control. Tensions sort of got escalated when Obama noticeably became more aggressive after his performance in the first debate. Is that really what this is all about? Performance? Is this about factual, the essence of the difference between the two? Or is it just a show? Is it just so much time on the air, instead of watching some drama or some comedy on TV, you watch this stuff? It's a performance, right? Can you imagine a fat, bald guy being a president these days? Television precludes that. These guys are showbiz. On the economy, Obama accused Romney of having a one-point plan for the country to make sure that folks at the top play by a different set of rules. Obama was accused by Romney of doubling the deficit. I don't know about what the Romney plan, I don't really understand. I just know that we're deeply in debt, and it's not acceptable. Women's equality in the workplace, no mention of Big Bird this time, but Romney's phrase, binders are full of women, was poised to become an internet favorite. He used it when speaking about women in the workforce and how he made sure to hire from a qualified pool of female candidates for his cabinet as governor of Massachusetts. On Libya, Romney stumbled a bit when he accused Obama of not calling the attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya an act of terror right away. Obama, backed up by Candy Crowley, proved him wrong by referencing the transcript of his speech made in the White House Rose Garden the day after the attack. On gun control, Obama referenced the movie theater shooting in Aurora, said he hopes to better enforce the gun laws already in place while also trying to get an assault weapon ban reintroduced. He also talked about combating violence on the streets, but he's been talking for 4 years. And what are the results of his talking? It would seem to me ought to be the question that gets asked here. Who agrees or disagrees? 800-510-8255. So more sound from the debate. The president up next here on the countdown.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I call them.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear, I'm looking at Michelin, I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's Tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's Tires on Demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
A few more comments taken from the debate itself, and then some of the analysts on television and radio, talk hosts, And then your calls at 800-510-8255 if you feel strongly about the results of the debate, one way or another. Help yourself here as we listen to President Obama talk about the attack on the embassy in Libya.
I know these folks, and I know their families. So nobody's more concerned about their safety and security than I am. So as soon as we found out that the Benghazi consulate was being overrun, I was on the phone with my national security team, and I gave them three instructions. Number one, beef up our security and procedures, not just in Libya, but in every embassy and consulate in the region. Number two, investigate exactly what happened, regardless of where the facts lead us, to make sure that folks are held accountable and it doesn't happen again. And number three, we are going to find out who did this and we are going to hunt them down. Because one of the things that I've said throughout my presidency is, when folks mess with Americans, we go after them. Now, Governor Romney had a very different response. While we were still dealing with our diplomats being threatened, Governor Romney put out a press release trying to make political points. And that's not how a commander-in-chief operates. You don't turn national security into a political issue. Certainly not right when it's happening. And people, not everybody agrees with some of the decisions I've made. But when it comes to our national security, I mean what I say. I said I'd end the war in Libya, in Iraq, and I did. I said that we'd go after al-Qaeda and bin Laden. We have. I said we'd transition out of Afghanistan and start making sure that Afghans are responsible for their own security. That's what I'm doing. And when it comes to this issue, when I say that we are going to find out exactly what happened, everybody will be held accountable, and I am ultimately responsible for what's taking place there, because these are my folks, and I'm the one who has to greet those coffins when they come home. You know that I mean what I say.
800-510-8255. I, a lot of I's. Is that what it takes? I guess if you're a candidate, you've got to use I. Here's Mr. Romney on immigration reform.
This is a nation of immigrants. We welcome people coming to this country as immigrants. My dad was born in Mexico of American parents. Ann's dad was born in Wales and is a first-generation American. We welcome legal immigrants into this country. I want our legal system to work better. I want it to be streamlined. I want it to be clearer. I don't think you shouldn't have to hire a lawyer to figure out how to get into this country legally. I also think that we should give visas to people, green cards rather, to people who graduate with skills that we need. People around the world with accredited degrees in science and math, get a green card stapled to their diploma. Come to the U.S. of A. We should make sure that our legal system works. Number two, we're going to have to stop illegal immigration. There are 4 million people who are waiting in line to get here legally. Those who've come here illegally take their place. So I will not grant amnesty to those who've come here illegally. What I will do is I'll put in place an employment verification system and make sure that employers that hire people who have come here illegally are sanctioned for doing so. I won't put in place magnets for people coming here illegally. So, for instance, I would not give driver's licenses to those that have come here illegally, as the president would. The kids of those that came here illegally, those kids, I think, should have a pathway to become a permanent resident of the United States. And military service, for instance, is one way they would have that kind of pathway to become a permanent resident. Now, when the president ran for office, he said that he put in place in his first year a piece of legislation. He'd file a bill in his first year that would reform our immigration system, protect legal immigration, stop illegal immigration. He didn't do it. He had a Democrat House and Democrat Senate, supermajority in both houses. Why did he fail to even promote legislation that would have provided an answer for those that want to come here legally and for those that are here illegally today?
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. All right, so let's see here. Immigration reform seems to be on the top of people's minds. We heard Mr. Romney on that, so let's get an excerpt of the president talking about the same thing.
We are a nation of immigrants. I mean, we're just a few miles away from Ellis Island. We all understand what this country has become because talent from all around the world wants to come here. People who are willing to take risks. People who want to build on their dreams and make sure their kids have even bigger dreams than they have. But we're also a nation of laws. So what I've said is we need to fix a broken immigration system, and I've done everything that I can on my own and sought cooperation from Congress to make sure that we fix this system. First thing we did was to streamline the legal immigration system, to reduce the backlog, make it easier, simpler, and cheaper for people who are waiting in line, obeying the law to make sure that they can come here and contribute to our country. And that's good for our economic growth. They'll start new businesses. They'll make things happen that create jobs here in the United States. Number two, we do have to deal with our border. So we put more border patrol on than any time in history, and the flow of undocumented workers across the border is actually lower than it's been in 40 years. What I've also said is, if we're going to go after folks who are here illegally, we should do it smartly and go after folks who are criminals, gangbangers, people who are hurting the community. Not after students, not after folks who are here just because they're trying to figure out how to feed their families. And that's what we've done. And what I've also said is, for young people who come here, brought here oftentimes by their parents, have gone to school here, pledged allegiance to the flag. Think of this as their country. Understand themselves as Americans. In every way except having papers, then we should make sure that we give them a pathway to citizenship. And that's what I've done administratively. Now, Governor Romney just said that, you know, he wants to help those young people too, but during the Republican primary, he said, I will veto the DREAM Act that would allow these young people to have access. His main strategy during the Republican primary was to say, we're going to encourage self-deportation, making life so miserable on folks that they'll leave.
800-510-8255. You understand that term, self-deportation? Here are a couple of representative callers. First one thought Romney did a good job.
I thought Governor Romney was incredible. The president still keeps trying to say, why these four men died in Benghazi. It's because, you know, if this was the Republicans, the Washington Post, New York Times would be all over this. They don't care about these men because it was under Obama. Oh, so they died. Oh, who cares? I have never seen anything like this in my lifetime. Mitt Romney was incredible. The president wants all of these dumb Democrat kids to go to public schools, while his kids and Rahm Emanuel's and all the rest of them are in private schools. So Democrats, keep it up, because they want to keep you dumb, dumb, dumb.
All right, here's Reggie in Pennsylvania. Doesn't think much about Mitt Romney.
Oh, well, I thought the debate was great, right? My question is this. Romney says that for the top 5%, he's going to keep them at the 60% tax rate. But then he's going to give tax breaks to the middle class. So if he's going to do all of that, who is going to be paying these taxes? You know, and I really feel like, you know, that he's not a viable candidate, because the only one that he cares about is himself. As he said 47% that don't care about, he's been flip-floppy all over the place, and he's going to continue to be flip-floppy. And once we get into, and if he happens to get into the White House, the United States of America is going to be flip-floppy. That's all I have to say.
All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. What do you have to say? We're discussing the debate last night. We'll have some of the input that was taken off of the television shows on the right and on the left, and then radio hosts from both sides, and then back to your calls at 800-510-TALK here on The Countdown.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome, because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. Contractors welcome. Sale starts tomorrow. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're a libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a libertarian to vote libertarian. We're not a party. We're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the presidential debate. Your call is coming up at 800-510-8255. President Obama launching an aggressive attack against Mitt Romney on jobs and energy in Libya. How many people think he was better? Most people. Well, let's find out what some of the commentators, starting with Charles Krauthammer, who was pretty explicit the last debate about why he believes Obama did better.
This was a boxing match. This was heavyweight. This was Frazier Ali. Even the stage was sort of like an arena, a ring where they circled each other. At one point, I thought they were going to sort of use their mics as weapons, and it would turn into the Taiwanese parliament where you get these fantastic fist fights. Look, this was a very tough fight. I think Romney did about as well as he did last time around. He made his points. Obama clearly had a good night, a much better night than the first night. You know, Woody Allen said showing up is 80% of life. Well, he was at the 80%. And I think on points, if you were scoring it on points, Obama wins on points. He made a lot of counterpunches. He made a lot of accusations. He managed to get under Romney's skin a little bit by referring to his wealth. If you make $20 million a year, trying to make a point about taxes, but it was really a way to say you're a rich guy. How would you understand the ordinary guy? I thought there was one point where Romney did really well. I think all of us agree that was on the larger general issue of the failure of this administration. When Romney went large, he did well. When Romney went small, trying to answer each point here and there, I think Obama got the better of it. But there was one really critical issue in this debate. The Libya question. Obama was completely at sea. He was asked about the security in Libya at Benghazi. He didn't even try to answer because he had no answer. Instead, he went on and on about how we're going to catch these guys. Romney, I think, had a huge opening that he missed. Obama ended by saying, you know, I'm offended by the implication that we would mislead. The obvious retort was, mislead? You sent out your UN ambassador to mislead America on 5 television shows in one morning, implying it was about a video, talking about a riot. There was none. There wasn't a video involved in this issue in Benghazi. And then there was one tactical error that Romney made, which was he kept asking the president questions. Every lawyer knows you never ask a question for which you don't already have the answer in hand. And that gave Obama a chance to counterpunch. We got Candy Crowley's intervention, which was essentially incorrect, supporting Obama on the transcript. He did not call it a terror incident. There was a big opening that was missed. I think it was contaminated by the actions of the moderator. But again, on the big issue, that one where I think Romney could really have scored, he missed an opportunity. And that's probably why I think on points, Obama came out ahead.
All right, that's Charles Krauthammer with his analysis. 800-510-8255. Here's Lawrence. Now, that was on Fox. Go over to the other side, MSNBC. Lawrence O'Donnell talking to Governor Martin O'Malley of Maryland about Mitt Romney.
There was a moment where Mitt Romney found himself saying, President Bush and I are different people. That was in response to a question, as you recall, from the audience saying, a woman saying, I'm a little concerned that you would be sending us back into the Bush policies. He listed off what he thought was a list of distinctions between himself and President Bush. One of them included, by the way, his experience in what he called small business. Apparently, in his view, creating Bain Capital was the creation of a small business and other things. But that was the spot where you would imagine Mitt Romney never wanted to be, explaining the difference between himself and George W. Bush.
I thought it was a great question from that citizen questioner, because I think that's on a lot of people's mind. What about you is going to be any different if we try the same
and
sort of...
And it wasn't asked in a challenging way so much as she was saying, I'm thinking about voting for you, but one of my worries is this.
Well, and I think the president was able to take that question and, in essence, say, you know how he's different? He's different because he's actually worse than President Bush on the social issues, on immigration, on wanting to do away with funding for Planned Parenthood and contraception being covered in health care policy. So I thought that was a very crystallizing moment, and I can't imagine what was going through Governor Romney's head. As he often does, he pumped out some things that were falsehoods. I mean, he really didn't balance the budget in Massachusetts. He left a $1.2 billion deficit, loaded up the people of Massachusetts with more debt than any other state in the
country.
And he
called George W. Bush on not balancing the budget. He was saying, you know, as you say, he would.
Yeah. And he also had one of the worst job creation rates of any governor in America at 47.
He also did the I will crack down on China. President Bush didn't. That brought up a really interesting exchange in response from the president. The president saying, Governor, you are the last person who's going to get tough on China.
I thought that was a long-awaited moment in this debate process, because Governor Romney cries crocodile tears outside of factories that have closed, and yet he made so much money offshoring American jobs to China and to other countries. So I think the president needed to hit him square in the nose on that one for his hypocrisy, and I thought he did it in a very, very effective way.
Well, there's a lot of misrepresentation there, which is what you'd expect from those guys, given the side they're on. But it's still interesting to listen to their take on it. How many people are buying it is another question. 800-510-8255. All right, a couple of radio programs here before we get to your calls. Here our host, Aaron Bender, and Rob Archer with a lady named Kennedy, talking about how different the president was from the previous debate.
The debate 2 weeks ago, a lot of people said, and Obama admitted that he had a lackluster performance. What do you make of his showing?
I thought that he had more energy. I still think that there's something about, and maybe I'm reading too much into this psychologically, I still think there's something about Romney's confidence, and he's more paternalistic than... Because McCain was more like a grandfather, and Romney's more like his dad. And, you know, we all know that Obama has dad issues. And so it seems like there is an element in their interplay that's uncomfortable, which I absolutely adore. I think it's exciting. I love when these things get psychological. But, you know, we don't have to have a town hall. I think what we're learning from this is let them go at each other. You know, let them get into it. Almost let them decide which questions and how long and where it's going to go, because that's of greater service. It's not just of greater interest, but it's of greater service to voters to care.
During the debate, after that exchange, when Mitt Romney kept asking the president, what about your pension? What about your pension? And,
yeah.
and they were going back and forth. And we almost think there doesn't need to be a moderator. And maybe just have questions, throw them up on a teleprompter. There doesn't even need to be an audience because it's not like they can cheer or laugh or do anything anyway.
I'll go even further than that. I will say, all right, we like to see the candidates think on their feet as part of how we as Americans make our judgment on these guys. And probably in some way in debates, you're never going to be able to get rid of that. But on the other hand, when you think about the job of president, so little of what a president does in his job is thinking on his feet. He's got reams of advisors around him. There are important issues that are extremely complicated that you've got to get a lot of input, especially in this age of terrorism and things that you can't see coming. It's never one guy making the decision every time.
I think it is so important for a president to be well-versed and to have a practical knowledge of the issues at hand. And I think it's important for him or her, hopefully very soon, to have that sort of background. And, you know, we've seen this in the UK with Question Time in Parliament. And this is the closest you get to Question Time. I mean, this is the closest you get to really nailing someone down on an issue they supposedly have.
800-510-8255. Are you thrilled if you're an Obama supporter? Are you thrilled with his performance? 800-510-TALK. Here's Rosemary Tui, your radio host, with Josh Gershon from Politico.com.
Do you think it was a draw?
Debate.
I think it was probably close to a draw, although perhaps President Obama had the upper hand here. I mean, his supporters were really looking for him to be feisty here and to reinvigorate them with a sense that he could win the campaign and he could hold some fire to Romney's feet, and I think he did that. If it was a draw, I think in this case the draw goes to the president because the onus was really on him to come out of his gate strong here, which he did.
What about the town hall forum? Do you think they handled that well, and which one of them handled it best?
It's hard to say. I was surprised that we didn't get more discussion of foreign policy issues. It was supposed to be a 50-50 split. I think it was about an 85-15 split in favor of, domestic issues. I think that each of them did a pretty good job in dealing with that. And what was interesting here was, despite all the noise we heard in advance of the debate, that the moderator, Candy Crowley, was supposed to be muzzled or wasn't supposed to do anything to make sure that the audience questions were actually answered by the candidates. I think she followed up in almost every instance, and she was pretty forceful in her role as a moderator in saying when she didn't think questions had been directly answered, and even in one case doing sort of a fact check right there on the stage.
Yeah, I noticed that. Of the moderators so far, do you think she's the best?
I think it was a very strong performance. I think there might have been a little more substance in the role that Martha Raddatz played. I mean, it may be unfair to compare them because Martha Raddatz basically got to write her own questions and decide how she wanted to frame things. So she had a little more latitude to work with. I thought that she did a good job, but I thought within the range that Candy had to work with that she did an excellent job.
800-510-8255. Your thoughts now. We'll take some calls and we'll talk about Libya here on today's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Musicians, rock that Halloween party. Frighten your neighbor's kids. Get the gear you need to set a scary mood during Guitar Center's Rocktober Savings Event. 10 days of unnatural, extreme savings throughout the store starts tomorrow. Huge discounts on black lights, lasers, strobes, and more. Buy a fog machine for $39. Get the fluid free. Plus battery-powered mini strobe lights, $5. AKG stereo headphones, $19. And half off all Vic Firth drumsticks. Starting tomorrow, make Guitar Center your Halloween headquarters for gear during Rocktober.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable.
And when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide. A better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's squeeze in three or four callers here at 800-510-8255 on the countdown. We're discussing the debate. Edward in Kansas, ready to vote for Mitt Romney.
I'm a 20-year-old. I'm actually an unaffiliated voter, and I come from a very red state. This will be my first presidential election. I am very excited, but unfortunately, it appears as though every debate that goes on becomes more and more caricatured. We cannot get to specifics. We seem to be approached more and more with trying to one-up the other candidate. I was initially leaning for Romney, and I feel like I would like to see more discussion. I don't want to be one of these, like, oh, you want to support a third party. Unfortunately, I was very disappointed with basically Romney's approach.
Here's Kayla in Washington, another first-time voter.
This is my first year as a voter, and I'm just really shocked at the fact that Mitt Romney has gone so far in this campaign and hasn't really proposed this tax plan. And just with the fact that, you know, we hear these stories about Mitt Romney being this way when he's on the campaign trail, and then when we come to the debates and he's just the complete opposite. So it's just really surprising to me to see him as a viable candidate and yet not even having a substantial standpoint when it comes to his debates. I'm hoping that, you know, he'll can pick one side and actually stick with it, and if that's what the American people want, then that's what they'll get.
Rick in Laguna Beach on immigration.
Yeah, Obama wanting to speed up letting people in. I could imagine him flooding the country with Muslims and just undoing this country. And what he did with Afghanistan, the butchery in Afghanistan, murdering Gaddafi with Hillary, you know, it makes me think, and watching these two candidates makes me say to the Canadians, anus ends in U.S., eh?
Hey, okay, so, all right, so. I think, Libya, there was a little confusion on what was what there. At any rate, Lena, in Atlanta, you want to talk about immigration? Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, we haven't got jobs for Americans. We haven't got jobs for the boys that are coming home from Afghanistan. And we want to bring in foreigners legally. Freeze immigration until we have jobs for Americans.
Well, that's a little... There's sort of a misunderstanding of, I think, and I don't know, I remember hearing a little something from Romney on that, the idea that people can come in here who contribute or can contribute was one of the hallmarks of things when I was in college and for many years after that. Now, because of the Patriot Act, you can't come in here, prove that you're smart and can contribute, they throw you out. And under the circumstances, it's not really, that's not productive. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because a lot of people who would contribute a lot to our country get tossed, and I think we need some of those folks. Libya next here on The Countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, moving off here on the countdown to a discussion of Libya. Let's start with this interview with Mrs. Clinton, who says what happened in Libya is her responsibility.
You say you don't want to play a blame game, but certainly there's a blame game going on in Washington. In fact, during the presidential debate, Vice President Biden said, we didn't know. White House officials calling around saying, hey, this is a State Department function. Are they throwing you under the bus?
Oh, of course not. You know, look, I take responsibility. I'm in charge of the State Department, 60,000 plus people all over the world, 275 posts. The president and the vice president certainly wouldn't be knowledgeable about specific decisions that are made by security professionals. They're the ones who weigh all of the threats and the risks and the needs and make a considered decision.
Intelligence community initially called it a protest. State Department never did. You never did. The story has changed now. And as you know, Republicans are charging that this was a cover-up. Was it a rush to judgment, or was it bad intelligence, as Vice President Biden suggests?
You know, Elise, I take a very different view of this. I have now for 20 years been very much in the administration decision-making, first with my husband, then after 9/11, working with President Bush, now, of course, in President Obama's cabinet. In the wake of an attack like this, in the fog of war, there's always going to be confusion. And I think it is absolutely fair to say that everyone had the same intelligence. Everyone who spoke...
Bad intelligence.
Well, everyone who spoke tried to give the information that they had. As time has gone on, the information has changed. We've gotten more detail. But that's not surprising. That always happens.
800-510-8255. All right, here's the radio host Sterling Scheisler talking to analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about the Secretary of State's comments.
I guess top of the list of things to talk about would be Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She has stepped up. She says it's her fault as far as lapses of security and what happened in Benghazi.
Well, I would agree with her on that. It's her responsibility. I call this thing Benghazi Gate, and she assumes full responsibility for that security foul up there, and as well she should. Now, according to my sources, actually on the ground, several days before that happened, the attack on the compound there in Benghazi, the local security forces, which are taken from the Libyans' security detail, their families left the area because they knew something was coming. Now, my point is, if they knew something was coming, somebody at the embassy should have alerted Ambassador Stevens and his staff, and that was the first screw-up. The second one, of course, Hillary Clinton's falling on her sword here, trying to prevent the president from any criticism during the debate.
Now, saying that, certainly, I mean, I guess timing is everything, and it wasn't mentioned until basically yesterday or early this morning. I'm not sure exactly when.
That's correct. It was Monday morning on Monday night on CNN. She interviewed.
So now, what does it really mean, though? Does this mean that if Obama wins, that she's going to step aside and say, as a part of this, you know, I got to, you know, go be respectable? Does this maybe, you know, hopefully then put the fire out and then she can come back if she wants to run and be the head woman in charge and the boss and the big poobah and the president down the line? Or does this kill that opportunity, or does that even matter?
I don't think it even matters at this point in time. I think she fell on her sword to protect the president, because actually I've been in some of these presidential briefings during my tour back to Pentagon a number of years ago, and they receive intelligence briefs from the CIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, and if there's any inkling anything was going to occur that they had through their intelligence sources, that should have been brought up to the president at the table along with Secretary of State.
All right, so let's get a bit out of another talk radio conversation host, Leland Whaley, with Congressman Robert Alderhalt of Alabama, about whether Mrs. Clinton ought to go.
After Hillary made her sort of, you know, try to stand up on this issue and accept responsibility, will there be calls, or will you call for her resignation in light of that?
Well, we, you know, certainly I have not been, I remember when Hillary Clinton was running for president against Barack Obama, I was, you know, I was never a Hillary Clinton fan. But when the two were running against each other, you know, I was thinking Hillary is not a bad a candidate as what as she had been, or what I had perceived her being in the past. But you know, certainly if it's to be found out that she was that there was to be something done there and they neglected to do it, then certainly.
You put those things back on and boom, it starts coming out of your mouth right away.
Alrighty, more or less puts the pieces together here of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Ken Kessler produced it. Michael Fortier is at the control center, and I'm Doug Steffen, hoping you'll join us again tomorrow for another hour of the review of the world of talk radio.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.